Welcome to Programme 4 of the Sunday Class Dance on the first day of spring. Hello everyone on this day, which some call the first day of spring, coinciding with the spring equinox. Our first two dances will be celebrating this, and then we will move on to another theme. We begin with the 8x40 reel, the Spring Fling Reel, devised by Samantha Burton in 2014 and published by the RSCDS in the Spring Fling Book 50. Scott Band, who now presents the Vinyl Vault here on Radio GH, recorded the CD in 2016. Spring Fling 2015, a dance competition was held to choose a dance for the next RSCDS book. 46 dances were submitted and trialled, 7 then shortlisted, and this dance was chosen by the Spring Fling attendees. Because of the obvious talent and interest this all engendered, the RSCDS published a full book of Spring Fling dances as Book 50, and Scott Band and his band recorded the CD. The second spring dance today is from that Best of RSCDS Books, Book 49, and is from the Southern Hemisphere. Vuta Yobert says, "Those who live in the drier parts of the world, especially in areas of predominantly summer rainfall, will appreciate the joy of those first spring showers after 3 or 4 months of drought." This dance is a neat three-couple jig, with ones and twos dancing the first 16 bars and ones and threes active in the second half for the half-Celtic reel. It is amazing how difficult this formation can seem, and mostly because people overthink it, assume it is faster than it is, and therefore try to put extra bits in. In the 16 bars in this dance, the first 4 and last 4 are getting you in and then out of the reel, so need to be sectioned off in your mind in that way. Those 4 bars are 3/4 turn and set both times. The intervening 8 bars of reels are therefore across the natural music break, something else to catch you out possibly. So here we are at the end of bar 20, ready to start a half Celtic reel. And remember that in any half reel, you will end up in the opposite position to where you start. So that is your aim in 8 bars time. There is no setting in a reel. Do not even consider it. You are just dancing, moving, progressing through the reel. You are facing your partner, and you have 2 bars to pass your partner right shoulder. The next 2 bars will have you moving individually to a position on the other axis to face your partner again. And you then repeat the passing of your partner and another move to face your partner on the original axis. 8 bars, job done. The last 4 bars of the dance will get you out to the sidelines. But remember, that's not part of the Celtic reel. Okay, that's plenty from me, so let's dance the first Rain of Spring to Jim Lindsay's Great Playing. That was Jim Lindsay and his band, from RSCDS Book 49 CD, and the lead tune there was 19 Years, also by Vuta Yobert. I started planning this programme a couple of weeks ago, when my daughters reminded me that it was then International Women's Day, and due to sad circumstances, we are still very much focusing on women. So the theme of this week's programme is The Lassies. Our first Strass Bay today is the 8x32 bar, The Duchess Tree, by John Drury. I would like to dedicate it to Alison Bell, Fiona Newton, and Julie Crystal. The Glenn Craig Band will play 8 wonderful tunes, including the lead and one other from James Scott Skinner, one of Nicholl's own, and The Lament for the Death of the Reverend Archie Beaton by John Mason, which you might recognise as the second tune on Marian Anderson's City of Belfast. Sit back and enjoy. Thank you. Jane, Duchess of Gordon, was a Scottish Tory political hostess in the second half of the 18th century, and lived with the Duke at Gordon Castle, which had been enlarged to the extent that part of the town of Fockburgh had to be demolished and rebuilt elsewhere to make room for it. At the castle, the Duchess entertained on a lavish scale, planted trees on the estate, and took a keen interest in farming. She was a great enthusiast for local dancing and fiddle and pipe music. She is credited with establishing the strathspey as a dance form. In 1793, the French declared war on Great Britain, and the Duke of Gordon was asked to raise another regiment. The outcome was a bet between the Duchess and the Prince Regent. Jane bet that she could raise more men than he could. Her recruiting technique was, to say the least, unusual. Although 45 by then, she was still extremely attractive. She dressed in a military fashion and a large black feathered Highland bonnet to tour Scotland organising reels. Anyone who joined the reel joined the army and received the King's shilling, the recruiting payment from between the Duchess's lips by kissing her. There was no lack of recruits to be kissed under the Duchess tree, and her total was 940 men. On the 24th of June, 1794, the new Gordon Highlanders Regiment paraded for the first time at Aberdeen, and the infantry regiment existed until 1994. There is a story that Bonnie Anne was an English baby, stolen by gypsies and taken with them to Scotland. As she grew up, she was given two Gaelic names, which I won't attempt, which translate to Bonnie Anne and the Royal Child. She grew up to be the prettiest maiden and also the best dancer, with a dance named after her. By tradition, first lady in a set is Bonnie Anne. This is Rob Gordon playing, and so comes with a shout-out to Billy Bain and also Donald Todd. That was the Glendaril Highlanders, a pipe tune played by Rob Gordon and his band for Bonnie Anne. And a counter version of the story behind this dance is that it was a demonstration dance devised in the 1950s, after Princess Anne was born, possibly named for her, by Mrs. McNab, who was collecting traditional dances, which clearly this doesn't look like, and so some history had to be invented. Now, when I was a teenager, Rob Gordon and his band played every year in Worcestershire. I still have all my tickets, which I used to get autographed. So, for instance, Saturday the 26th of February, 1972, starting at 7:15 p.m, 60 pence for a ticket, 20 dances plus two extras on the programme, and a five-piece band. Rob Gordon, Sid Chalmers on violin, Vince Ford on bass, Tommy Hill, drums, and Jerry Jones on piano. And I was always told that the band travelled in a Pantechnicon because they brought their own grand piano. Maybe, or maybe not, though I do remember the grand piano. Our next lassie is the Swiss Lassie, an 8x32 bar reel by Rosie Betch, in memory of her friend Judith Binder. It was published by the RSCDS in Book 39 and has the wonderful, but I understand tricky, lead tune, Brumley Bray. Sandy Leggett and the Carslock Band will play, so Jill Burrows, pin back your ears. Thank you. Sandy Leggett and the Castlock Band with some great tunes, including The Glasgow Reel or Tamlin by Davy Arthur from Donegal. Anna Campbell Holden, a member of Birmingham RSCDS branch, was both an examiner and a teacher of day and weekend schools all over the world, as well as director of summer school for several years. John Drury devised Anna Holden's Strathspey as a tribute to her directorship of the 60th Summer School at St Andrews in 1991, and it includes the then newly devised figure Petronella in tandem. The tune, 60th Summer School, was composed by Muriel Johnston. The dance is for two couples, and so we will have the 6x32 bar recording by Chris Duncan and Catherine Strutt. Chris Duncan, fiddle, and Catherine Strutt, piano, are Australia's leading Scottish music performers, and this track was from their Silver Anniversary Year CD, Carriages at Midnight, which was released in 2015. Staying in Australia, Torridon Lasses was devised by John Brenchley for the lasses in his house, his wife and two daughters, and the name of the street where they live is Torridon Loops. The dance has a central 24 bars, which breaks into 6x4 bars of set, turn, reel, and repeat. I remember the order of these as those initial letters, S, T, R, are an abbreviation for street. And just to keep with the Australian theme, the last 8 bars are the sausage on the grill. Think barbecue. Marian Anderson and her band play From the Kangaroo Paw, her first Australian CD. Thank you. Brian's recording band for that CD in 2006 was her usual foursome of herself, Graham Bell on second accordion, Izzy Hodgson on piano, Max Ketchin on drums, and they were joined by John Sinton on bass. Our next lass is the one and only Bonnie Lass of Bon Accord, the dance by John Drury, and for this the Irvine Valley Scottish Dance Band are playing. Don't be fooled into thinking this is a quartet you don't know much about. It is, in fact, our own Derek Hamilton, playing all the parts and recording himself at his Brian's Room studio, and he made 4 CDs this way between 2004 and 2012. The Bonnie Lass of Bon Accord is a tune by James Scott Skinner, inspired by a girl called Wilhelmina, or Mina, Bell. In Skinner's life story, he tells how he met a servant girl, who it was plainly to be seen was a cut above the ordinary servant lass of those days. At the first opportunity, Skinner spoke to her, and she told him that her father used to play bass fiddle for Skinner's father. Skinner said she was a splendid dancer, and asked, "Who comes it that you are a servant lass here?" "Oh," sobbed Mina, "my father signed a bill for a freen, and got it o'er to pay. That was his ruin. He is now glad of a day's work, and that is why I am here." "Never mind, my lassie, I'll mak a tune that'll keep ye in mind when we're both dead." Next morning, Skinner composed the Bonnie Lass of Bon Accord. When the memorial to Scott Skinner was unveiled at Allanvale Cemetery in Aberdeen, on November the 28th, 1931, Mina Bell was an honoured guest. The deviser of this next dance, Morton Jay, dedicated it to his wife, June. They lived in Seaforth, in northern Sydney, Australia, which itself was named after Loch Seaforth and Seaforth Island in Scotland. The Immigrant Lass was published in RSCDS Book 39, and Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded the CD. That was Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band from Book 39, published in 1996. Our last lassie today is me. After all, what is the point of having your own radio show if you can't indulge yourself occasionally? When I came back into dancing, I quickly found that there were dancing holidays organised in nice warm places like southern Europe in the winter time. After attending a couple in Spain, which were organised by George Shepherd and friends in Leicester, George asked if some of us were prepared to take on the hard work. Three of us took this on, and our first effort was in Lagos, Portugal, in February 2012. At the end of the week, at the last night Cayley, I was overwhelmed to be presented with a dance written for me by Robert Sr. Tribute to Amanda was then included in the Sunday Class Dance Book 1, and Marion recorded my favourite tune, The Black Bear, as the lead tune. A dance for me had to finish with a good burl. So enjoy this, Sheila and Billy, the dandy dancers from Aberdeen, not just for the great music, but knowing that burling is actually written into the dance.
Thank you.
That is a great set of tunes, The Black Bear, Miss Gayton's Hornpipe, Pall Mall and Kirk's Hornpipe. We will play out today with a track from the new CD from Will Marshall called Destination Home. I can heartily recommend this CD for easy listening, and this track is called Memories of Margaret. Check out my website and you will find all sorts of dance info and stories under the Cribs tab. For the repeats of these shows, you need the Dances tab. And you'll find my email address to get in touch with requests and dedications. You can also email me at amanda@radiogh.co.uk and check out the schedule page at Radio GH for the time of the repeats. Many thanks as usual to Ewan and Derek, and as Seamus says, if you liked the show, tell your friends. If you didn't, then don't bother. Join me again next week.